The Voice in Speech and Song by Ellen G. White. Introduction. Ellen White's formal education ended when she was only 9 years old, so she never had the privilege of studying under the speech or voice professionals of her day. Nevertheless, taught by the Lord, she became one of America's outstanding women preachers. For more than 70 years, long before the days of microphones and public address systems, she spoke to large audiences of up to 20,000 people. Always ready to speak, especially on the subject of temperance, she declared, "When asked to speak on temperance, I have never hesitated." Once she met the competition of Barnum's Circus in Battle Creek, Michigan, with a 90-minute temperance lecture delivered to 5,000 eager listeners. She spoke in a city hall in Haverhill, Massachusetts, in a prison in Salem, Oregon, on an improvised platform composed of beer tables in Norway, and at open-air meetings and in churches, halls, and tents on three continents. She was in constant demand as a camp meeting speaker. Ellen White was a powerful evangelist. Were it not for her books, Ellen White no doubt would be best remembered today for her pulpit ministry. But she did more than preach. She wrote, prolifically. Some 70 books currently carry her byline. Nearly all have sold in the tens of thousands, some even in the millions. The present work joins this long line of bestsellers. It will be welcomed by ministers, teachers, musicians, and all others who are especially concerned with the use of the voice. The counsels published here are God-given. They are trustworthy and reliable. This volume is sent forth with the prayer that it will bring a blessing to all who seek to improve their voice talent for the glory of God and the benefit of humanity. The Trustees of the Ellen G. White Estate.